California. Registration is not yet opened, and planning is still a work in progress for the Zero Retries event. Organizers stress that if you have plans to attend both events, PacificCon is a separate activity taking place on October 16, 17, and 18, and you'll need to register for that at pacificcon.org. The Zero Retries Newsletter inaugural conference was held in September 2025 in Washington State. This is George Zafiropoulos, KJ6VU.
Hams in One New Mexico Club were pleased to discover that the mobile trailer they've been borrowing from the county is now theirs to use full-time. Ralph Scolacci, KK6ITB, gives us those details.
An amateur radio club in New Mexico has become the beneficiary of a statewide transition by first responders to a new digital microwave communication system on 700 megahertz. In Socorro County, officials have transferred the use of their older mobile VHF communications trailer to the Socorro Amateur Radio Association. The association had been borrowing the trailer for quite some time for members' use during field day at the San Antonio Fire Station, as well as for the group's emergency operations. One of the members, Alfred Braun, AC5BX, told Newsline in a phone call that the county's action now means that the hams will have full-time access to the trailer and will be able to use and maintain everything in good working condition for the next 4 or 5 years. Meanwhile, New Mexico's Department of Information Technology continues reducing its reliance on analog VHF, bringing first responders throughout the state onto what they consider to be a more secure digital trunking network. This is Ralph Squillace, KK6ITB.
Congratulations to Fred Archibald, VE1FA, and Helen Archibald, VA1YL, who were recently recognized by Radio Amateurs of Canada for their years of amateur radio commitment. The husband and wife team has been chosen to receive the RAC's Amateur of the Year Award for 2025. Married for more than 50 years, they have been almost equally married to their amateur radio involvement, which has included teaching, mentoring, net control, club leadership, and equipment restoration. Read more about them on the RAC website at rac.ca. Time for you to identify your station. We are the Amateur Radio Newsline, heard on bulletin stations around the world, including the VE2REH repeater in southwestern Quebec, Canada, on Fridays at 7:20 p.m.
Amateur Radio Newsline will continue in 20 seconds, played by KE6GVK.